Look at your face. Y'all didn't know y'all was black, did ya?
And I'm obviously a white man.
Or a white woman.
Or a white woman. A white woman. Yeah, probably a white woman. So, thank you for giving me money. Paper strips and metal discs that you give into yourself.
Thank you, brother.
Continue to read chapter 15, The Holy Instant. I'm going to continue with this chapter. This is the first chapter that gets into relationships. So it's laying the foundation, and we're going to have the most incredible relationship trip that you've ever imagined. And it's not just relationships with lovers. It's with money. It's with things. It's with your job. It's with your brothers and sisters. It's not just, when I say relationships, I'm not talking about love thing. All relationships.
Mm-hmm. I love it when what you say, when I try it, works. I had a sleepless night, it was after Thursday night's class, it only takes an instant.
Yeah.
You know, and it was a sleepless night, and I wanted to analyze it. It was about, did I trust my son-in-law spending the night with my granddaughter and no one else in the house?
Hmm.
And I wanted to analyze that mother, go hell for a little bit. Oh, you were abused. Well, no wonder. Well, da-da-da-da. And I went, stop. And I went, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And this is in bed at night.
Mm-hmm.
I said, help me see this one differently. Right now. And it happened. And I turned over and went to sleep. And just saw him as innocent. And it was just so great to hear you ramble on.
I'm a rambling man, baby.
I know. And then to try what you say, to really do it, and I saw it happen. So thanks.
All right,
Judy. Thank you, Judy. Thank you. So take a breath with me. Come to the Sunday service and check out the Wednesday night prosperity class we have here at 7 o'clock, and then I do a noon class or the 1 o'clock class. And don't be afraid to invite people to come. You'd be amazed at who's ready to hear that they are loving and lovable. Okay, so I'd like us to do a little meditation together before we go out. So just close your eyes and listen, just listen to my voice. Or do whatever you want to do. Go wherever you want to go. If you get depressed thinking about how long it's going to take to do this stuff, if you get depressed thinking about how long it's going to take to change your mind completely, ask yourself, how long is an instant? Couldn't I give an instant? Your greater self is asking for nothing more than an instant. God is asking for nothing more than an instant. God is asking for nothing more than an instant of focus, 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 focus. An instant of focus, an instant of release, an instant of focus that means an instant without attack. One instant without attack. One instant without attack. It takes longer to teach you to receive it than it does to give it to you. It takes longer to teach you to be willing to receive it than it does to give it to you. If you would just give an instant to your happiness, an instant to your peace, you will be given the remembrance of everything real, everything powerful, everything true. The answer to whatever you're asking will be given to you if you would just give one instant to your innocence. Just one instant to the idea that you're okay, that you're okay, you're okay, you're okay. You're not going to give it to God until you're willing to give it to everybody else. You're not going to give it to the Holy Spirit until you also are willing to give the people around you the thing that you're asking for. Give the people around you what it is you're asking for. If you're asking for peace, give the people in your life peace. If you're asking a hard case to deal with all the time. Don't you be so demanding when it comes up, because you have a loving side to you that's greater than any of your negative thoughts. You have a loving part of you that's greater than any of your fearful thoughts. And a witness to that part of you wants to come into your life. And you signify your willingness to have the witnesses to love come into your life and the witnesses to abundance come into your life by not attacking for an instant. Remember that when you attack someone else, their instant of release is your instant of release. And all day long, you're going to get opportunities to not attack. So when it comes up, that temptation to attack comes up, do two things. Tell yourself this statement when the temptation to attack or fear comes up. Tell yourself, I dedicate my thoughts to union. 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 As soon as the temptation to attack or get upset or judge comes up, tell yourself, I dedicate my thoughts to union. And take a breath. That's the second thing. Or do that first. Take a breath. When the temptation to attack, to feel sad, to feel depressed, to go off, when that temptation comes up, take a deep breath. You're getting ready to go off. And if you do go off, if you do go off, if you do attack, if you do attack, if you do attack, tell yourself, I dedicate my thoughts to union. I dedicate my thoughts to union. If you attack, as soon as you become sane again, tell yourself, I dedicate my thoughts to union. I dedicate my thoughts to union. I dedicate my thoughts to union. Next time.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.